Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 25th at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, where 71 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, and Kingfisher counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction locations and times.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, futures traders expected to step back into the market today following the cattle on feed report from Friday, which posted a much tighter supply of cattle on October 1 than expected. Feeder cattle placements were the biggest surprise in the report, coming in at about 98% from year-ago levels. Well, packers are expected to remain short-bought going into the week, with most cattle still unsold late Friday. The focus of trade through the week is expected to move back to the redevelopment of activity in the futures trade, which surged over the last couple of trading sessions, and the bullish cattle on feed report from Friday afternoon. The typical Monday activity, which is focused on showless distribution and inventory taking, may also see some late-minute trade activity, which could focus on quick delivery status of cattle in order to keep plants full through the end of the month. The packers continue to remain aggressive as they enter the last week of October, as there seems to be no evidence that market-ready hog supplies will ease anytime soon. Well, grain futures closed mixed on Friday after a session of two-sided trade buffeted by winds from outside markets ahead of what should be an active harvest weekend. Expiration of November options also was a factor in the back and forth, keeping some of the trading around strike prices, which were open interest lurked. Now, strong gains in the dollar pressured U.S. stocks to lose early, which, with a denial of service attack on a big internet provider on the East Coast, increasing nervousness. Eventually, Wall Street got its cat videos back, though another attack was reported on the West Coast. Wheat prices lost ground early on Friday, posting small losses in all three markets. Winter wheat contracts held chart support but were never able to recover from Thursday's bearish reversals lower. Moving over to the corn futures last week, those prices ended slightly higher Friday, pairing gains ahead of the noon hour and keeping December futures to an inside day on its price chart. A complete check of all the futures coming up in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, looking at live cattle futures, December up 175 Friday at 101.87. February's up 155, 102.80. November feeder cattle up 85 cents, 119.70. January was up 125, 115.50. December hogs up 75 cents, 41.85. February up 70 cents Friday at 48.72. On the grain futures, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City, December down 1.5, 421.5. And March was down 1.25 on Friday, 439.25. Chicago wheat, December down 2.5, 414.5. March down 2.5 at 435. December corn up 1.5 at 352.5. March up 1.5, 362.25. And November soybeans up 7.5, 983. And the January up 7.5, 992.25. December cotton down 27, 68.80. March down 30, 69.17. December crude oil down 54, 50.32. January down 46 at 50.97. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.